Hi, welcome to the Pity Party on UMFM 101.5. Tonight, my name is unimportant, but I am here to share a story with you. Every single track will be preceded by a bit of narration, and together, they'll help tell a story. I encourage you to stay all the way till the end. Listen to every single bit. Pay attention to the lyrics and the emotion. Thank you so much for joining me here tonight. Our story starts with a protagonist. He's a normal guy, kind of geeky, who tries hard, cares about people. He's been blessed with a partner who's intelligent, happy, and the kindest human being to have ever graced this earth. He loves her with all his heart. One day, she sits him down and tells him they've grown apart. She has no idea when, why, or how, but she is sure. This blindsides him. He felt that they were made for each other, destined, that they worked. His mind searches for things to say and what to do. Finally, he keeps himself level and tries to reason with her. Our protagonist's efforts aren't working. She's apologizing. She has no reason to. It's not her fault. Sometimes these things just happen. She doesn't think they can work it out. The love is gone. She says she hadn't realized it before, but it's been gone for some time. He relives every second of their time together, over and over in his brain. He slowly realizes they've been growing apart for far too long, and he completely missed it. He feels horrible. He knows deep down this is all his fault.
Was it me?
Still reliving these moments in his mind, our protagonist desperately wants to take things back to the beginning. Start fresh. Back to the wonderful times they shared together. He hopes that she remembers these times just as fondly as he does. He wants to take things back. Do everything right this time. Try to be perfect. Just as perfect as she was for him.
Let's hold our heads up just tonight. Let's advance.
Our protagonist remembers a moment from years ago, a date at an art gallery. They walked around, arm in arm. They played life-sized Connect Four. They were both a little more drunk than they'd like to admit. She told them that she saw their future together. She showed him wedding decorations and told them they were for them. He wanted to believe.
I'd never seen sitting reading these year old magazines in a house with you. You love to laugh and tell me dreams of who you are, who you want to be, and I had no clue. But I'm thinking of the world you're in. You'll talk to me.
Protagonist buries his head in his hands. A wave of realization slowly washes over him that he failed her. She needed him to help her grow, and even though he loved her and gave her everything that he possibly could, he wasn't the right one and not at the right time. In fact, he realizes he probably caused more problems than he helped.
What I seem, I'm the reason you're leaving. are withering. My sun has set, and I will never keep you warm again. How I long to be in bloom for you. How I long to be in bloom with you. Pollen eyes, I fear that I'm falling asleep. Winter's calling me far sooner than it ought to be. How I long to be the soil to keep you safe. Will I ever be more than my mistake? Stoner vein. I'm feigning death. I'm losing breath and sense of time.
Our protagonist stands up. She does as well. They say their goodbyes, and she leaves, and he's left alone with his own thoughts. Grief dissolves his facade, and he breaks down into sheer misery and self-questioning. Where did he go wrong? What could he have done differently, and how could he have missed this?
Don't even know, don't even know. We said tears for lies, don't even know.
Our protagonist stares at himself in the mirror. He starts to think, it's over. We aren't together anymore. I've lost the most important part of my life. He knows, deep down in his heart of hearts, because she's such a wonderful human being, she will find someone new. The thought of her being with somebody else gives him two different feelings. It leaves him so miserable, jealous, and torn apart that that can't be him. But more than anything, he wants her to be as happy as possible because she deserves it.
Weeks since I've seen her real smile. Oh no, I won't see it for a while. I've counted inches from your yard to my door. Now I want nothing more than an oath for sure. It's been weeks since I've heard the thought. Telling secrets about the lights she bought. Used to love her to hear me sing. And we would talk about everything. Oh, it was beautiful to me. I don't wanna be him anymore. I don't wanna be him anymore. Maybe I'll hear your voice in a crowded room. Picture us one day a bride in a groom. He'll walk in and I bet he will too. Does he feel the way I felt about you? I muttered something quiet on my breath. And then he quickly grabbed his coat and his chest, yeah. I don't know how much time is left. Stay at your head and pray for the best. Hey, you're right.
Our protagonist, sitting alone, tries to cling to every single possible shred of hope. He wonders what he would do if she came back, whether or not it would be genuine, and whether or not the damage had already been done. Feeling like he's trapped in his own house and his own thoughts, he leaves in the dead of night, gets in his car, and drives in no place in particular. Staring off into the prairie moonlight, he contemplates what it would be like if he never came home.
¶¶
Our protagonist stares out through his windshield into the night. A text message jolts him out of his hazed state. This text message talks him out of it, and he comes home and starts to confide in the people he trusts the most. They all convince him that the thing he needs most in his life right now is closure. They say he needs to talk to her and come to a point that he can accept. He reaches out and she agrees and they meet up. One more time, he asks her to fight for it. After everything they've been through and everything they've shared, it can't possibly be gone. She's unsure. He tries to reminisce with her about the happy times.
Is there a place we can go? 'Cause I miss the times we spent alone. Just had to get this off my chest. You're the only one who knew me the best. 18 and begging for bones. A set to carry me back home. From the distance I heard, hey, I won't be the one that takes you away. I won't be the one that takes you away.
Our protagonist has no idea where he's supposed to go from here, but he knows that he needs to move and move on. He still believes in his heart of hearts that she's making a mistake, that they belong together, but it's unhealthy to obsess over things you can never change.
Go.
Our protagonist starts to look at his own life, sees all the things he may have left neglected, left behind, and left unfinished. And yet, he wouldn't dare trade that for anything. He did it all in his effort to make her happy. He doesn't regret it. He never will. You never regret something that once made you happy. He always thought that they were tied together. He had once read a proverb from ancient China that said those that were destined to live together were tied by the pinkies by a string of red yarn. For so long, he was sure that they were tied by this red string. But now, he's deathly afraid to look down and see if it's still there. In a moment of weakness, our protagonist starts to look through old photos of them together and read some of their old conversations. While doing this, he stumbles across a chain of conversation about the first dance at their wedding. They're talking about songs. She suggests a country one. He's never been much into country. She says she'll convince him eventually. He suggests a swing track from the 1920s. She gives him much the same response. They banter back and forth, laughing and loving each other the entire way, before he finally suggests an old classic off his parents' shelves. He clicks on the link. He buries his head in his hands. Tears stream through his finger cheeks. He listens, sings along, and his voice breaks apart. Despite knowing he needs to move on, the song still hits a nerve. It's still true to him. And he will always love her with all his heart. Thank you so much for joining me here tonight. You have no idea how much it means to me. Our protagonist puts the song on for the world to hear just how much she means to him and how much she always will. Good night.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. If I was a sculptor, but then again, no. Or a man who makes potions in a traveling show. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and this one's for you. And you can tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind. I hope don't mind that I put down the words how wonderful life is while you're in the world. I sat on the roof, the moss. Well, a few of the verses, well, they've got me quite cross. But the sun's been quite kind while I wrote this song. It's for people like you that keep it turned on. So excuse me for getting, but these things I do, you see I've forgotten if they're green or they're blue. Anyway, the thing is, what I really mean, yours are the sweetest guys see. And you can tell everybody this is the song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind. I hope you don't mind that I put you're in the world. I hope you don't mind. I hope you don't mind that I put down in the world how wonderful life is while you're